Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
Be part of the conversation. Text 0868104106. I want to turn to you guys, and it's important if you can help, maybe that you might think about doing so. You'll know of that blaze in Toker in Pambury Orchards last week, and the emergency services went out early in the morning and the fire brigade were there and they battled the fire for several hours. And sadly, very sadly and tragically, Eileen O'Leary died in her house, a tragic death in her house last week. It's very sad, really and truly very sad. The family are in need of some help and assistance. And this, before people start asking about insurance, they're left stranded despite having insurance, and there's an urgent appeal out now. Caroline from the chairperson of the Toker Tidy Towns, actually met with some members of the family recently, joins me by phone. Caroline, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm very well. But more to the point, how are the O'Leary family?
I tell you, I suppose, first of all, we're very mindful, you know, in this conversation that a beautiful lady has lost her life. Okay. And, you know, and sincere condolences to all of the family. Yeah. I'm on here in relation to the five families that are affected by the fire.
Okay, let's talk about that, because there were other homes damaged, right?
There were indeed. And I think it's important for people to know as well that this is with the blessing of Eileen's family, because what they're very conscious of is that they want to see Eileen's friends and neighbours rehomed as soon as possible. So what people don't realise is that Pambury Orchard is a beautiful area. It was a terrace of houses. Now, these houses would have been lived when these people would have lived there from 30 to 45 years inside in their houses.
Yeah.
Hardworking people, worked all their lives, put their money into their house, built their extensions and so on and so forth. And as we all know, we're all severely probably underinsured. And then when you are insured, you'll only get a fraction of it. All of these five houses are insured. But when it comes to, we'll say, the emergency services came out, they did an outstanding job, absolutely outstanding job. But these houses have been devastated. Three of the houses are rebuilt from the floor up.
Oh my God.
And obviously one of those includes
the O'Leary's
house as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking about three of them. And then one of the houses is a half rebuild from the first floor up. And then the other house then would have smoke damage, but severely, to a point where the roof is also going to have to be repaired. Because people don't realise smoke has heat, so the electrics are in danger. You're talking about charge damage, that type of thing.
Mm.
Now, it was a horrific sight in that you could see the smoke bellowing out through all the eaves of all five houses. So the front and the back of the roofs, and that would have been damaged.
So without the intervention of the Cork City Fire Brigade, they would have completely and utterly been destroyed. They're bad enough as it is, but we need to acknowledge the work of the fire brigade in this.
It is a miracle, Neil. It's an actual miracle that there wasn't more people killed that day.
Yeah, well,
and that
yeah,
is a
right.
fact, because, you see, these houses were built 45 years ago, so they're a terrace of houses. 45 years ago, the same health and safety standards weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't talking about fire blocks between attics and so on. So obviously when the fire took over, it was quite well established. The alarm was raised by the neighbour whose smoke alarm went off. And at that stage, the smoke had started to engulf their house. So then it travelled through the attics of the houses. And as you can imagine, you know, there was, because again, like that, now some of them have converted attics and so on, so they've been open plan, that it travelled extremely quickly.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, and as with, as I said, the emergency services, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and if you are right,
you
it could have been even
water.
More devastating with more death or injury.
Oh, one of the dads was seen running out of the house in his underpants with his two toddlers under his arms.
Oh, my God. Where are all of the families now?
Well, that is a very big problem, because they need to be rehomed, basically. So what happened was that after the emergency services did their amazing job, they were told, the families were asked, were they city council or were they private houses? And they're all private houses. And they were told that, well, because you're private houses, you have to find your own accommodation and board up the houses yourselves.
Yeah. Is that normal procedure, yeah?
Apparently, if they were city council houses, you know, and I'm not saying this in any disrespect to anybody who's a city council house, but that this apparently is normal, that city council aren't under any obligation.
But let me just ask a few questions. Like, where are the O'Leary family now?
The Eileen was there in the house on her own.
Yeah, but subsequent to her tragic death, where would the rest of the family be?
Her family aren't living at home, and they were on holidays, unfortunately. No, I think because Eileen's removal is today with respect to her and the funeral tomorrow. So I actually probably don't want to speak too much about the O'Leary family, because, you know, the grief I think that they're going through today and tomorrow is probably great enough. But and because, as I said, the trauma of having been away.
Fair enough. I understand. Well, thanks for clarifying
that. That's all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So where are are the other?
They're not being rehomed.
Okay. Where are the other families?
So we have the house on either side completely annihilated. So there was a family of six, of which, as of yesterday, they managed to secure, they'll be out for 12 months. So they managed to secure a house for rental for 12 months only yesterday, okay, at the final hour. On the other side, we have a family of three, and they're still looking for accommodation. They will be out for 12 months. Now, there's nobody looking for freebies here, Neil, okay? They're looking to try and be accommodated, preferably in the area, because they want to stay close to their family, especially at this time of grief. They're grieving their friend and their neighbour, apart from anything else. Apart from being out of their homes, you know. So there's a family of three. Then next door to that, there is a family of two. And again, very often their grandchildren used to come and stay, and they were just lucky their kids weren't there on the day. So that family of two have been rehomed in O'Connell Court, in fairness. They're amazing down there. And then the family next to that are a family of six. So at the moment, the four younger members of the family are out, and mum and dad had to take a hotel room for the last four nights, and they were charged a reduced rate of €460 they had to pay for four nights accommodation. So they're looking for a house to rent. They will be out for about 3 months, 3 to 4 months, maybe at the very, very max, while the roof is repaired and so on, and the house has to be lifted.
So is it three rentals that is needed?
It is two rentals, one for three people and one for six people. Mm-hmm. That's where they look for. And as I said, no freebies behind this. You know, mm-hmm. people are looking for, it's just so difficult to try and get something.
And what of all of their possessions from those fires, from the fire?
Absolutely every single thing gone. Everything. They literally, literally came out with the clothes on their back, you know, and as I said, God love us, that poor dad just came out in his underwear. But I mean, there was nobody. And in actual fact, there was one of the neighbours, he said, and the gentleman who raised the alarm, he said, look, he said, you know, if you're from speaking this morning, he said, would you please just put it out there? He said, just tell people, you know, get a smoke alarm, because that was the difference between them walking out that door or not.
So one of the smoke alarms went off, and that alerted everybody at that stage. If it hadn't done. And minutes would make a difference, you know, really and truly, a massive difference.
The smoke engulfed the community, the estate. So you can only imagine what it was like inside.
And has any appeal been made to City Council? I mean, we know that they have many properties.
I yesterday looking for just even a skip. Do you mind? Quite literally. Do you know what I mean? A skip so they could rummage through the stuff and see what they could actually get out of it.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting. There wasn't one health service or Cork City body approached those families all over the weekend. They didn't know where they were. They were all homeless over the weekend, if it wasn't for the goodness of their family and friends and everybody else looking after them.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to sleep on a sofa for the next 12 months. There wasn't one person reached out to them and said, how are you doing? Do you know, like health-wise, do you know, mentally, how are they doing? Do you know, they've lost their friend, their neighbour, and they've lost their homes, you know, and now they have to face a very long journey of putting all this back together again. Do you know, so it's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. So we as a community want to do as much as we can for them, basically. Now, we all know that things like insurance, there's a shortfall on that no matter what. They're never going to rebuild what it is that they had. So what we're doing, we're appealing for accommodation is our number one. We would love to get that family of six back together again for the space of the 3 months. We would love to get that family of three in accommodation close by, if possible, for 12 months.
Mm-hmm. What about real estate companies and rental companies and property management companies?
We've answered them all. Everybody, emails, all of that. And obviously the families of these people as well. Because, I mean, you must remember too, like kind of, I suppose we're living in a society where a lot of their children are abroad. You know, and, you know, so they're all emailing and so on. So there's, you know, there's nothing physically you can do by the phone calls and the emails.
Anybody come back to you, or are they saying we have nothing?
Nothing. Have nothing short term. It's the short term seems to be the problem, that they want an investment in regards to renting for long term.
And will the insurance repay them for all of this temporary accommodation?
They will only repay them a certain amount, which is why it's important to get, like, obviously nobody can keep living in a hotel, so their money's going to run out fairly soon. Now, when I say even money run out, they're not going to get anything from the insurance company for months yet. And then the biggest problem is, because they do have insurance and they have different insurance companies, you're talking about it going to the loss adjusters. It'll be between the loss adjusters, it'll be between the insurance company, they'll fight for that. And then the people have to be approved. So it's not a case of, this is not appeal to the public to say, come down and give us a hand rebuilding a house or doing whatever, because they can't even do that until the loss adjusters turn around and say, you're allowed to do this.
I thought the insurance would cover immediate temporary accommodation up until, I don't know, some period of time, or even that they would cover it completely until such time as your house is rebuilt, no?
No, no. It's a certain amount of money. It's a percentage okay. of what your house is insured for. Now, I have met with the families. I met with, as I said, we've been on the phone to Eileen O'Leary's family, and I have met with the other four families okay. in my house on Sunday. So these are the facts, and they're very happy for us as a group
to talk on their behalf.
Speak on their behalf because it's nobody. They've worked hard all their lives. You're talking about the local school caretaker, a Tidy Towns volunteer, a soccer coach. You're talking about good people in the community.
Oh, absolutely. And they built a home around them and their possessions and the pride that they put into their homes and everything. It's what about online notice boards and different groups like that? Have you've explored social media and everything?
Yeah, so well, now, because like that, we wanted to make sure that we respect the privacy, obviously, of the O'Leary family and respect the privacy of the families affected. It was only yesterday morning that I went out on social media. So we went out on social media with an appeal like that as well for accommodation. And then, of course, my next go-to is Neil Prendeville.
Well, I hope we don't let you down. And I hope that this conversation with the good people of Park Cork or those in a position to help are, you know, there could, I mean, we can pull strings if at all possible. Certainly we'll get in touch with Cork City Council. We'll get onto the press in Cork City Council to see if they might have anything in an emergency situation like this. I'm looking at photographs. You are absolutely right. They're a beautiful terrace of houses, and every single one of them was just pristinely kept and managed by all of those living in them. But right in the middle of it, I won't go into details now because of the tragedy, but I'm looking at a photograph of utter devastation to houses, the house itself, the main house, and then left and right of it.
Absolutely, and they're like, we live in a community in Toker and in Cork. I'm always so proud and telling my kids, be very proud to be from Cork, because people are amazing, you know. And you find that in Toker they are a community of people that always look out for each other, and this is what they've done. But this time it's bigger than us.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? They need help. Now what we're doing as well is because they will need financial assistance. There's no doubt about it, because they walked away literally with the clothes on their back. So when we put out the social media out on it's on the Toker Tidy Towns Facebook and Instagram, because we said we would have the most coverage as opposed to setting up a new form of social media, and we will run this short term. So what we're doing is we have part of the lifelong learning event is going on Wednesday week in Toker anyway, and it's on from 10 until 4 in O'Connell Court. So we're doing this week, we're going hell for leather on fundraising, collection boxes, there's a load of fundraising events going on, and people are going to run their own things. They're going to run collections in businesses and so on. They can either pop down to us on the Wednesday and give us a check, cash, or vouchers, because people must remember these families still have to pay 300, 400 euros a week for food. So if it's a Dunn Stores voucher, supposing you have a 100 euros pennies voucher left over from Christmas, pop that in the pot, because they have to reclothe. Now, people are very good. They've offered us children's toys and so on, but you must remember, and clothes, but they've nowhere to put them because they don't have homes. So whereby everybody now is, as I said, you know, that they're offering furniture, they're offering everything, but these families do not have homes. So what they need right now.
There'll be a time for all of that in the future when they move back in, perhaps, you know, but for now it's.
And they're the kind of families, if their insurance covers it, they certainly won't be asking for
it. I understand.
They're not like that, you know.
I understand.
And so we're doing that up until Wednesday, and then there will be an iDonate page. And we were trying to set it up on a separate account yesterday.
Well, when that is done, you come back to me and let me know about that. And also, I'm going to get the lads to give me a paragraph on what's planned for next week so I can blast it out on the air every day just ahead of the O'Connell Court gathering. But for now, just to recap, what's needed is accommodation for two different families. One is for three individuals, another is for six. The six are already in a hotel, but that's not sustainable, of course.
No, four of them, there's two young adults, there's a teenager and a baby. So they've gone to other houses and it's mom and dad are inside now.
So in an ideal scenario, what would you like to manifest?
I would like the family of six to be brought back together in the area if possible. You're talking Toker, Ballyfihan, Wilton, whatever, for about 3 months. They reckon that they will be able to replace the roof in their house and so on.
And the three-member family?
The three-member family, locality would be ideal, and just accommodation for them, but it will be 12 months before their house is rebuilt.
Okay. And there's rent will be paid, are you saying?
The rent will be paid, so there will be, and if there's a shortfall, that's what our fundraising is all about. The insurance will pay a percentage They will pay for the rent, but it is based on a percentage of what the overall insurance is valued at.
Okay, so
but it probably will be enough. Now, it depends on the rent, obviously. If somebody comes back and says, we're charging you €3,000.
We won't even do business. We won't even know. Don't do business with them at all. So one would the bigger one would perhaps be a 4-bed, and the other one perhaps would be a 2/3-bed?
Yeah, a 3-bed would be fine for the other one. A 3-bed, like they want to get back together. They want their family back together.
I would love to get a result on this. I really and truly would. And I tell you what, if it was down to the people of Cork themselves, they would provide the accommodation necessary. But this is bigger picture stuff. It could well be somebody who's a landlord. It could be somebody who's working in an estate agent. It could be somebody working for a rental management company. But the call is out there now, and we won't be found wanting, Caroline. We will push this as much as we can. Don't you worry about that anyway, okay?
Thank you so much.
But
really
do stay in touch. Do stay in touch.
Now, we're going to stay off social media completely tomorrow because it's Eileen O'Leary's funeral tomorrow.
Yeah.
And out of respect to herself and her family, we won't be posting anything tomorrow. We'll engage again then after that.
Okay, well, fingers crossed now that there's a good result on this one and won't be for the lack of wanting to try. Okay, stay in touch, Caroline. Take care for now.
Okay, thanks a million. Thank you.
Chairperson of the Toker Tidy Towns. That's Caroline. A very close-knit community out there in Toker, and they want to help fellow residents and fellow neighbours. But who's out there can help to make a difference? Text 0868104106. Email neil@redfm.ie. Just a quick one ahead of the ad break. Jim.
Please.
You wanted to pick up on the insurance aspect of this. Talk to me.
Yeah, I came in on the end of the story then, but I know it's horrific. But just from the insurance point of view, they are very, very good to deal with people. We do a lot of it. And we've done a few burnt out houses now as well. And the insurance are very good to help. But you need a very good loss adjuster just to get the paperwork ahead.
How quickly does a loss adjuster go into properties?
Straight away. And he needs to be in there now. And he's the guy then that you deal with. Because you won't do all that paperwork yourself. You need a very, very good loss adjuster.
Who appoints the loss adjuster?
The client themselves. So the insurance company will do one, but you're the homeowner or the insured. You can do your own as well. Now, that's optional, but in this case, you'll be as well off having your own because it's just too much paperwork for one guy to do.
Okay.
And then they will give you money advance. They will pay for your accommodation. And it doesn't matter if it's €3,000, Neil, because if you can't get anything else, they will cover that. They're very good.
The insurance companies are very good, you're saying?
Yeah, they're very good. I'm telling you, we've done it loads of times. Take a hat off to them, all the insurance companies.
Would you call Caroline maybe and just go through that with her off the air and maybe help her in that regard?
I will, yeah. And if she hasn't got a loss adjuster, I can give her one and he'll get it done fairly quick for her.
Now tell me this. Okay, well, that's great to hear. Let's make that happen if that's a box that needs to be ticked. But how long would an insurance company pay that rent for?
Sure, they'll pay for 6 months if you're bloody, if there does no end to it, like you can't go back into your house, they're not going to tough you out, so you're going to have to get a builder in, do that contract, it has to be signed. Sometimes the insurance companies will take 2 or 3 weeks to get the paperwork together, maybe a month, but it's generally pretty quick.
Okay, all right.
It is what it is.
Okay.
And again, Neil, hats off to the insurance companies across the board. They are very good with this. Very good.
Okay, well, I need you to call her and to go through that with her in detail, Jim, you've got a few minutes. Okay?
I think I've lost the adjuster. I'll get her a good one. I don't know, maybe she has one now, but let's hope he's good, you know?
Okay, well, talk to her anyway, because you're very positive and optimistic about the insurance company. She needs to know how this can happen. So listen, I'm going to get Brenda to give you the number there. And
Magic.
Thanks a lot. But still, the properties need to be found. 2-3 bedrooms. Ideally on the south side, ideally within the whole Toker, Ballyfihan area, if at all possible. Text 0868 104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106. Thank you all.